once, he feels very bad. And then he had gone to demigods for some help, and they couldn't help. And they all go to Brahma. And Mother Earth had given a whole description of what is happening. Dharma shaklani rabhavati. The decline in religious principles. And, it's time for dharma samsthapanathaya to establish the principles of religion. The demigod said, no, we are sympathetic, but not competent to rectify all those flaws. Lots of things are going out of control, topsy-turvy, no. Let's all go to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. They are there on the banks of Swetha Dweep, White Island. It's made up of milk, or Kshir Sagar. So that's why it is Swetha Dweep. And Lord is on that island. The milk, ocean of milk, and the middle is an island. In fact, Anand Sage, and Lord is sitting on that Anand Sage, and Lakshmi massaging his little seat. So Brahma, on behalf of all the demigods, communicated by praising the Lord, by chanting Purusha Sukta. Purusha Sukta, they decided, if you want to hear what is Purusha Sukta all about, you could do a sampling of that here.
Sahasra Shirsha Purusha Sahasra Aksha Sahasra Pate Sahumin Vishvato Vitta Atyatishta Dashangulam Purusha Evedagam Sarvam Yad Bhutam Yatscha Bhavyam Utam Vitatva Sheshanaha Yadanena Tirohati Etavanasya Mahima Ato Jahyagamscha Purusha Padosya Vishvabhutani Tripadasya Amritam Divi Harihi Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.
Those prayers are offered on the banks of Swetha Dweep. You were able to hear the amplification. What was recited there. Tatra gatva jagannatham deva devam. So they went there, they offered these prayers to Jagannath, yes, Lord of the universe. Not technically Jagannatha, Jagannath Puri, Lord in general, Jagadish or Jagannath, these are names. So Lord was pleased and Lord was ready to take action. Janishe tatpriyatham sambhavantu surasya. I will also appear. Vasudeva grihe saksha bhagavan purushaha para. Vasudeva grihe. At the house, of course, was going to be prison house. Vasudeva Devaki, Lord Bhagavan Saksha Purusha. He will appear, and the instructions for all the, you all assemble demigods. You also take birth in different families in Braj, in Vrindavan. विष्णु माया भगवती यया सम्मोहितं जगत् संभविष्यति एंड भगवती योग माया आल्सो वुड अपीयर. So this was a response from the Lord of Svetadvip, and action has been translated. The talk or instructions have been translated into action, and back to Mathura. Mathura Dhama Ki. In the description, will not be able to get into all the details of the descriptions. You are also familiar somewhat with this past times. So the marriage of Vasudeva and Devaki, and you know what transpired at that time. Akashvani, an embodied voice, proclaimed, yes, the eighth son of Devaki. And Kansa, who was driving the chariot that time, considered that was a big honor. So you thought, oh, eighth child, I would not like to wait till for the children and eighth child is born, why do not I kill this Devaki? Then my life could be spared. So he had an idea of killing Devaki. Very tactfully saved the situation by finally promising Putran Samarti Shavishayata Stephayam Upasthitam. Yeah, yes. Yes, tried other mantras, proposals, nothing has worked. So Vasudeva says, yes, I promise. I'll bring all the children as and when they take birth, I'll bring them to you. I promise. Promise for a gentleman, promise is a promise. Oh. Vasudeva is carrying his first son to Kansa. Kirti Mantam Pratamajam. Here is the first son, our son for Kirti Mantam. They also have named him. After naming him, he has brought him to Kansa. Yes, the service. Please. Excellent. And Kansa could not believe his eyes. What really? There could be such honest people keeping their promises. Oh, they don't do this in South Africa. Even by those standards, 5,000 year ago standards, Kamsa is kind of impressed. He says, Beyond the universe, you could in and out. No booking of the aircraft. And it's really good to go. But then there are difficulties. No visa. Okay, let's go. Not as we get to the only chanting. He gives Narayan to others. Hence his name is Narada, the giver of Narayan. In Vrindavan, yes, his room, in Krishna's pastimes, he's also there. So he has arrived. And he arrives in Mathura, and he's in the palace of Kamsa. And he calls Kamsa over, and wants to give news. You know, hey! That is his. Now listening with full attention. Narada Muni said, you know, Sarve Mai Devata Praya. And all those who have appeared in Mathura Vrindavan these days, Nandadya Ivraje Gopa, Nanda Maharaj, Vasudeva, and their wives, Gop and Gopis, they're all Devata Praya, they're gods and goddesses. You do not know this. Arivan Sama Kamsam Anubrataha. Even some of your assistants and servants, they are gods and goddesses. Be aware. It's a whole strategy that has been worked out. You fool. Wake up. Wake up call. Bhumer bharaya mananam daityanam javadodhyamam. All these endeavors are going on. All strategy has been laid down to minimize the burden of the earth. Who is the burden? Kansa, you are on the top of the list. Everybody heard, demons are going to be killed. Oh, which one? That he did not put himself on the list. I'm such a gentleman. Somebody sleeping in the audience, and speaker points out to that. That person looks behind. Giving impression of that's not me, it was not me. But in fact, he had really opened up, and immediately ordered, yes, bring Vasudeva Devaki here, and they were arrested in prison, and their child was killed. One that was spared was killed, another took birth, another six children took birth, one after the other, and they're all killed by Kamsa. Ugrasenam Japitanam Yadu Bhojandaka Hipam Ugrasen, son of father of Kamsa. He was the king of Yadu Bhojandaka. These are different dynasties names. name of the king, of all of them, comes up. He arrested his father, imprisoned him. He was behind the bar, and Kamsa took to the throne. He becomes the king. And he has a big battalion of his friend Pralamba Bhakacharura Pranahavanta Mahashanai Mustika Arishta Lagata. So many of his demon friends, they have been appointed as big ministers. Saptamo Vaishnavam Dhamam. Now, the time for the seventh child's birth was to the Devaki. Devaki giving birth to seventh child. Harsha Shoka Vimardhanaha. This time, some different experience, as the seventh child was in the womb. Harsha Shoka Vimardhanaha. He was more happy and jubilant, but also in anxiety over the safety of this child, seventh child. Bhagavan api vishvatma viditva kamsa jambhayam. Bhagavan api vishvatma. Bhagavan being Atma of Vishwa. Bhagavan was soul of the universe. So as we know what is happening in our body, we are a little universe, right? We know what is happens to our body. So, but Lord, He is like a soul of the whole universe. Vidhitva, else you knew. Everything happens, goes on everywhere, including what is going on there on the earth in Mathura Vrindavan. Kamsa Jambhayam. Kamsa was causing fear, terror. Yannam Nijanathanam. Especially the Yadus, the members of Yadu dynasty, whose Nath is Krishna. They have accepted Krishna, or they have accepted me. I am their Nath, I am their master. And but they are all being harassed. They're all afraid of this Kamsa. So as Krishna had taken note of this, Yoga Mayam Samadhisha, he ordered Yoga Maya to come. Yoga Maya! And she appears. And there are instructions for her. Gatcha Devi Vrajam Bhadri. Please go. Gatcha. What is Gatcha? Go. You want to say Gatcha. You have spoken in Sanskrit. Go. Instead of go, you say Gatcha. If you want to say come back, Agatcha. Come back. Gatcha, Agatcha, go, come back. He's a man of genius. Speak something. Whole sentence, huh? Gatcha, go, complete sentence, yes. So, Gatcha Devi, Devi Yogamaya Devi, Gatcha. You, Devi Yogamaya Devi, Gatcha, go. Where? Prajam, go to Vrindavan. What kind of Vrindavan? Gopa Gopi Viralam Kritam. Oh, that beautiful Vrindavan. Oh, that decorated Vrindavan. What are the decorations of Vrindavan? Gopa Gopi Vir. Go and go. Cows go and go pa. The protectors of the cows are Gopa. Pa is protector. The cows and the coward men. That makes Vrindavan very, very beautiful. because of their presence. Rohini Vasudevasya Bharyaste. And Rohini is wife of Vasudev. Nanda Gokule. Right now she is in Gokul, under the shelter of Nanda Maharaj. Anyashakam Samvigna Vivareshu Vasantihi. And of course, Vasudev has so many more wives, and they are just hiding in different places to protect themselves. But Rohini is in Gokul, and his instructions are being given. He had to do something. That's why Rohini's name was mentioned. Devakyajapari garbham sheshakyam namamamakam. So, sheshakyam is Balaram. Shesh, Ananta Shesh. He is now in the womb of Devaki. He is in Mathura. You have to, Yogamaya, it's instruction from Yogamaya. You go down right away, please rush. And your job is to transfer the Shankarshan from Devaki's womb in Mathura to Rohini's womb, who is now in Gokul. Aham amsha bhagena devakya putratam shubhe. I will also come. As soon as Balaram gets out of there, I will enter. I will be the next one. Devakya jathari karmam. I will be the eighth child. And tvam yashoda yam nanda patnyam bhavishyasi. And when I appear, in Devaki's womb, you have to appear in Yashoda's womb simultaneously. I will be in the womb of Devaki as the eighth child, and you will be Yashoda's daughter in Gokul. So like that. And there are more things Krishna has mentioned. And so this instruction. And Yogamaya says, Om iti, tatha iti, Om iti. Tatha means, so be it, I'm ready. Yes, sir. Your wish is my command. Yes. And Om iti is also, Om also means yes. Om. If you just say Om, meaning also yes, Om. Yes, I agree. So, tatha iti Om iti. Pratigrahya parikramya gam gata tatha karo. So, Yogamaya see circumambulated the Lord. This is in Golok. This is in Golok. Golok eva nivasati akhilatma bhuta. Lord resides in his abode called Golok. And their instructions are received by Yogamaya. And now she's coming down to the earth, to Mathura, Vrindavan. So she does parikrama, circumambulates Krishna there, Gaur and Golok, and she departs. And so she transferred Balaram. Jai Balaram is known as Rohini Nandan, and now Sri Krishna also has appeared as the eighth child of Devaki. And then you yourself receive this news. Lord Krishna will be appearing any time. So they all have appeared up there, up above the prison of Kamsa in Mathura, whole Mathura Mandal. The sky is filled with different vehicles. There's a big traffic jam. 33 crore. That's 330 million demigods. And each one has a different kind of vehicle, including someone sitting on the back of a rat, things like that. Someone sitting on the back of a cock, crow, and that's a swan also. Buffalo Yamaraj comes here. The bull, Nandi. Shiva comes, Mahadev, the back of tiger. They all have it. Some of that merchant is, some of that Gulakar, some of that. And so they all have come and they all want to take darshan of the Lord. Deva, Lord is so special personality. And their boss also. They all have come to greet the Lord. Govinda Madhi Purusham. This is their moon. And Devaha Yasya Rupasya Nityam Darshana Kamshana. Sudur Darshan Vidam Rupam. That root, that form of Krishna is so beautiful. Most beautiful. And the demigods are supposed to be very beautiful, they have beautiful features, demigods and demigoddesses. And if they have come to see someone else, that must be more beautiful than they all are. They all have come to see the witness, the presence of the Lord, beauty of the Lord. And they're all offering their prayers. And this is the second chapter. So many beautiful prayers. This is homework for you. When you go back home. Not tonight, tomorrow. You can open the second chapter of the 10th canto and read those prayers. You will also find a summary of these prayers in the Krishna book, or this corner of Prabhupada's Krishna book, we call it. The 10th canto summary study. On and on they go there.